Prime Minister Blair may have been vague today on the role of the United Nations in post-war Iraq, but France has very definite ideas. In a speech in London today, French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin made a case for putting the UN in charge and gave his explanation for the current rift between France and the United States. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from London.
Foreign Minister de Villepin urged speedy UN approval of resumption of the Oil for Food program, and he insisted that the United Nations must be in charge of post-war Iraq. Villepin cited the presence of foreigners in the Mideast, a reference to U.S. troops stationed in Saudi Arabia, as one of the causes of the Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks on the Twin Towers, and he said any appearance of military occupation must be avoided in the volatile region.
I believe the UN is the only one who can say this is legitimate and this is not legitimate. And in such a region of tension, in such a period of tension, we all face and we all know the risk for terrorism, the risk for proliferation. We should be very careful in taking into account the fact that if we want to be efficient, we need to be legitimate. And you don't invent legitimacy.
This would seem to put France once again on a collision course with the United States. For weeks, British politicians have vilified France for its refusal to approve the Allied military campaign in Iraq. Today, the debonair French foreign minister stepped into the lion's den, the austere halls of the International Institute for Strategic Studies. Villepin came to outline France's interpretation of the current crisis in international relations. But he also came with an appeal. Let's restore the unity of the international community. Portraits of military leaders from the Napoleonic era, when France was at war with Britain, stared down at a hall packed with members of the British establishment. Villepin came to mend fences not just with Britain, but also with the United States.
These times of great changes call for a renewed, close, and trusting relationship with the United States. France is ready.
Analysts say U.S.-French relations are at perhaps their lowest point in history. French President Jacques Chirac and President Bush have not spoken since February 7th. But in his lecture here today, Villepin said France and the United States share common values and will reestablish close cooperation. He said France fully shares America's determination to fight terrorism worldwide. But he said the recent divisions in the transatlantic crisis are the result of two different understandings of the world.
They reflect different relationships between law and force, between international legitimacy and the defense of national security interests. According to one such understanding, democracy can be imposed from the outside. Having faith in the power of the law is therefore something of a delusion. International legal tools become constraints more than safeguards of international security.
The French foreign minister said that 9/11 put an end to the New World Order. It ushered in the era of mass terrorism and it changed the meaning of power.
In a world where the weak can destabilize the strong, where ideologies denies the most fundamental rights, the use of force is not a sufficient answer. When the blade unites with new technologies, it sidesteps the classic rules of power.
The French foreign minister was very critical of the new American doctrine of preemptive use of force, which he said will open a Pandora's box. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, London.